Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending May 4th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young. A picture service this week on thevegaseye.com featuring Angel with a girl sporting a back tattoo reading Believe. They also report that Angel was chilling with DJ Steve Akoi at the LAX nightclub in the Luxor until the break of dawn. We know that Angel has received a branded scarification of Believe's logo, but is the woman in this pic a member of the show's crew? Is it real or drawn on? Is the whole crew getting matching tats like the Lord of the Rings actors did? Maybe she's just a loyal who had a Believe tattoo before and now it's extra topical. The world may never know. Robin Leach reports that Chris Angel and his girlfriend Veronica Grabowski have, sadly, gone their separate ways. Chris tells the Sin City Gossip Hound that his preparation for the upcoming Cirque du Soleil show makes it impossible for him to carry on a relationship. And now, some feedback from our listeners. Max Willis starts us off. I finally decided to do some tricks that Chris has done in the past to my friends, and it worked! Everybody was freaking out, and I was doing things like quarter through a sealed can and levitation, but they loved it and had no clue how I've done it. And for the first time ever, I'd like to give a shout out. It's to my cousin Taylor, who I just found out is almost as big of a mind freak as me. I'm so glad I'm not the only one in my family who's a major Chris Angel fan. We need new episodes, and I can't wait till summer. Justin, you never cease to amaze me with your broadcasting. Keep up the brilliant broadcasting. Peace, Max. Well, Max, tell your cousin Taylor that you know a really cool podcast he should subscribe to. Loyal Jackie checked our work last week and has some thoughts. Justin, I remember on the last podcast you were talking about the promotional poster for Chris's Cirque show. And you said there was what looked like blood at the bottom of the poster where the curtain opens. I checked and looked at a large photo of the poster and you were right. I was hoping it wasn't true because I know that in Secret Revelations, Chris talks about the experience of the show he saw when he was younger, where a performer sawed his own daughter in half as part of an illusion with blood and guts everywhere. I also know that Chris is planning on performing in two on himself as part of the show. And I'm hoping and praying he won't reenact what that performer did. Me and my good friend Loyal Helena talked about this before, and I'm sure like many other Loyals would agree that we cannot bear to see something like this happen to Chris, even if we know it was an illusion. Well, Jackie, the magician that you're likely thinking of is Ricciardi, who is known for some of his bloody and brutal illusions, but your guess is as good as mine as to why the blood's there on the poster. However, your guess might be pretty good. Baby CJ caught a cameo that you might be interested in. Hey Justin, it's Baby CJ. I just finished watching Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, and I was surprised to see Chris Angel making a small appearance on the show. I was jumping up and down saying, "Oh my God, it's Chris Angel!" I seriously had no idea that Chris is going to be on the show. He did say that he was there to support Gene Simmons with his money bag clothing line, which I thought was really nice of him to support his celebrity friends. Chris looks really good wearing those clothes. By the way, just want to give a quick shout out to Chris Angel. Chris, you rock! Your loyal fan, Baby CJ. P.S. Justin, you also rock. Love listening to the podcast almost every week. You are correct, Baby CJ. The episode is entitled Lil Gene and is available right now on the iTunes Music Store. Tessa wrote, "Hey, well, first I want to say, fantastic show. It seems like it's getting better. I really miss Mind Freak. And you wouldn't have happened to have any idea when it's going to be back, would you? Please, do tell. And obviously I'm in love with Chris Angel. I plan on making him my husband one day. I think that's more of a dream than anything. But hey, it doesn't hurt to dream. I love you, Chris Angel. I love you. I've sent so many messages. Please read this one. If Chris listened to this one and heard what I have to say, that would be amazing. Please read Heart Tessa from Naples, Florida." Which she then follows with a jillion I Heart Chris's. therefore earning her the new nickname, I Heart Tessa, which she will be known henceforth on this podcast. If you'd like to hear your questions or comments on this podcast, email show@itricks.com. No Mind Freak this week, but did we mention that Chris Angel's cameo on Gene Simmons' Family Jewels is available on iTunes? I know. Small consolation. So when you're still in need of a Mind Freak fix this week, episodes are always going to be available on the iTunes Store, as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. For up-to-the-minute Chris Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed. And if you have a question or comment, please email show@itricks.com. You can also leave us a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTricks page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Chris Angel, make sure you add the iTricks Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.
iTricks.com.